content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you. The sound prints for last week is now online. Braille Forum soliciting February content. ACB Diabetics in Action Conference Call November 29th. Job Retention Survey. Holiday Auction Reminder, pre-register. Journey Through History meets December 4th. Braille Superstore Holiday Specials. Humanware is offering interest-free installment payments. A social rehab counselor is needed in Massachusetts. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for November 18th is now online. Kentucky Council of the Blind Conference and Convention Sponsors, Kentucky Council of the Blind Banquet Speech, Infinite Diversity with Infinite Combinations by Brian Charlson, KCB 2018 Awards Presentations, http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Phone 502-895-4598. Email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. One of the best ways to stay warm during one of the coldest months of the year is to celebrate the relationships that are so important to us all. When we think about February, we think about bouquets of flowers, boxes of chocolates, Valentine's Day cards, and the love and romance these tokens commemorate. However, romantic relationships represent just one piece of an entire mosaic of relationships that we all experience and that we should take the time to discuss, to ponder, to celebrate, and perhaps to improve or reconsider. There are the relationships that we have with our spouses and partners, with our parents and children, with sisters, brothers, and cousins, with roommates and classmates, co-workers, bosses, and subordinates, with the people with whom we do business, with whom we ride to work or school, and the list goes on and on. Every one of these relationships is unique, some good, some bad, and most somewhere in between. Some empower and encourage us, others leave us exhausted and frustrated. And then there are the ways that blindness and low vision weave themselves into the fabric of all our relationships. After all, most, if not all of us, have experienced a relationship that was impacted in some way by blindness or low vision. Sometimes those impacts were small and unimportant. Sometimes they were disproportionate and huge. As human beings, we are wired to be social creatures. This means that the quality of our relationships is essential to how we experience the world, to how we get along with each other and ourselves, and to the extent to which we are happy. So, as a way of bringing some warmth to us all, and in light of the critical importance that relationships have on all our lives, the ACB Board of Publications has set the theme for the February 2019 ACB Braille Forum to be the crossroads between blindness, low vision, and relationships. Within the electronic or audio pages of the February ACBE Forum, we will be including articles, essays, and poetry that dwell on the following. 1. The broad array of relationships that fulfill us. 2. The ways blindness and or low vision can impact those relationships. And 3. Steps we can take to build relationships that are strong and healthy. We will also feature a number of affiliates that focus on helping us with the myriad of relationships we have in our lives every day, including our families, our partners, and even our guide dogs. If you have something to share on this very exciting and provocative topic, please share your article, essay, poem, or any other piece of writing with ACB Braille Forum editor Sharon Lovering by email at slovering@acb.org or via email at the ACB National Office, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Articles may be edited for length, grammar, spelling, and for the appropriateness of content. The submittal deadline for the February edition of the ACB Braille Forum is Tuesday, December 17th. So don't delay. Share your relationship writing today. Signed, Ron Brooks, Chairman, ACB Board of Publications. Dee Clayton writes, "Hello, all. I first want to apologize for missing the date we talked about at the last board meeting. Our November board meeting will be Thursday, November 29th, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number is 515-604-9387, and the access number is 694-958. This should not be a long meeting, so hope all of you board members can be there, or let me know if you cannot make it. See you all Thursday the 29th. I will send the agenda out before the meeting. Dee Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action. Phone 515-848-5007. Email DEECLAYTON1@gmail.com. From Adele Credden, CRUDDEN at socialwork.msstate.edu. Hi, friends and colleagues. Please participate in a survey about job retention and career advancement by the NRTC on blindness and low vision at Mississippi State University. The survey may be completed electronically at http://tiny.cc/retention_advancement, or you may call 1-662-546-0737 and schedule an appointment to participate by telephone. Please share your experiences attempting to keep or advance in a job, even if those experiences were not successful. Participants who complete the survey may enter into a drawing for a gift card for $100. Please note, this survey is long. It may take you 30 to 40 minutes. If you have questions or need more assistance, please call Ann Steverson or Adele Credden at 1-866-676-7266 or email at acc155@msstate.edu. Thank you for your participation in this survey. Please forward this email to your friends who have vision loss and ask them to participate. Eric Bridges writes, "We're excited to announce a special shopping opportunity exclusively for ACB members who are ERA Explorers. AIRA is offering ACB members 120 minutes of free ERA service for any tasks related to shopping, valid from the Friday following Thanksgiving, November 23rd, Black Friday, through to Christmas, December 25th, 2018. How can I take advantage of this offer? 1. Be both an ACB member and an ERA Explorer. 2. Connect with an ERA agent and ask them to add ACB member to your profile. 3. Go shopping with ERA. Make sure you tell the agent that you're an ACB member and that you're using the ACB shopping promotion. ACB affiliates should reach out to their members to explain how the offer works and to ensure members know how to update the ERA profiles to reflect their ACB membership. Get ready to make the most of your shopping this holiday season with ERA. Remember, as an ACB member, you're getting 120 minutes of free ERA service, valid from Black Friday through to Christmas. Just make sure an ERA agent adds ACB member to your profile. Sincerely, Eric Bridges, Executive Director, American Council of the Blind, 1703 North Beauregard Street, Suite 420, Alexandria, Virginia, 22311. Phones 202-467-5081. Learn more about us at www.acb.org. Carla Rucheval writes, "Excitement fills the air. Everyone is ready to bid and buy and have fun with the ACB Radio Holiday Auction. It's coming up on Sunday, December 2nd from 7 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, or until all items are sold. You can pre-register as a bidder for the ACB Radio Holiday Auction. This means that you won't have to wait to place your first bid on the night of the auction while we obtain your name, address, phone number, and email address. The auction pre-registration line is open through Friday, November 30th. Call 877-630-7190 to pre-register by phone or pre-register by email by sending your name, phone number, email address, and the state where you live to auction@acb.org. If your call goes to voicemail, please leave the requested information after the tone. Be sure to speak clearly and include a phone number where you can be reached if necessary. If you do not pre-register, you will be required to give us your contact information during the auction before we can accept your bids. This could cause you to lose valuable minutes in bidding on that candy, jewelry, music box, technology, or other hot item you wish to buy. People are already pre-registering. Don't be left out. Call now to sign up. 877-630-7190. Coming soon, announcements containing complete auction rules and a link to our preview page. Thanks for supporting the ACB Radio Holiday Auction. Carla Ruchival, Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472, carla4026@gmail.com. A Journey Through History meets on Tuesday, December 4th at 8 p.m. Eastern to discuss Fools and Mortals, a novel, DB88967, by Bernard Cornwell. Hi there. On December 4th, David Faucheux leads a discussion on Fools and Mortals by best-selling author of historical fiction, Bernard Cornwell, who vividly describes the gritty life in Elizabethan England which surrounded the creation, as well as contrasting with some of the greatest literature in the English language. While the protagonist, Richard Shakespeare's brother, risks almost certain death and dismemberment on the gallows for the sake of love and brotherly acceptance, just like Shakespeare's comedies, the story has a happy ending. Topic, A Journey Through History, meets the first Tuesday of each month at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Join us 12/4/18 at 8 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/17780977 or iPhone One Tap in US 1408638089 or 1-646-876-9923, 1-778-09772 or telephone dial for higher quality and dial a number based on your current location. 1-408-638-0986 or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID 17780972. International numbers available at zoom.us/u/YCQ4DRN. NLS annotation. Fools and Mortals, a novel, DB88967, from nlsbard.loc.gov/nlsbardprod/download/details/src/DB88967. Cornwell, Bernard. Reading time, 12 hours, 46 minutes. Read by George Holmes. Suspense fiction, historical fiction. Life for William Shakespeare's younger brother Richard is not one of wine and roses. He makes a living through small acting parts, some petty theft, and a very quick tongue. When he is suspected of stealing a priceless manuscript, he must clear his name. Some violence and some strong language. 2018. Download Fools and Mortals, a novel. Don Queen, host, historical nonfiction, queens@pacbell.net. David Faucheux, co-host, historic fiction, scopist65@gmail.com. Accessible World Contacts, Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radiooutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email boacosta@pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org, phone 714-449-1958. Email larry2rsgassman2s@roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org, phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly@gmail.com. Season's greetings from the Braille Superstore. http://www.braillesuperstore.com. Deck the halls with boughs of holly, 'tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. Hey, wait, that's what I want, some new clothes. A shirt, a hat, maybe even a nice warm hoodie. Grandpa would really like a nice warm hoodie. It's just that clothes have gotten so expensive these days. Well, not anymore. In fact, we're going to put our entire line of Braille clothing on sale, then decided against it. Why give you a deal when we could just give it away? We want you to have a nice warm sweatshirt or hoodie for those cold winter nights, and we want you to have it. Yeah, what better way to, in the timeless words sung by Nat King Cole, see the blazing Yule before us and strike the harp to join the chorus. Now, you'll probably have things besides clothes on your list. So we've stocked the shelves with more great gifts than ever for someone who's blind or visually impaired. Highlights include talking clocks and watches with loads of cool features, tons of Braille books for all ages and interests, and a selection of kitchen gadgets large enough to make your grandmother jealous. We have a talking book player with access to millions of books right from your hand, and our own brand of white cane that's both affordable and durable, and dozens of Braille and tactile games to spice up all your Christmas parties. To make a long story short, if you have someone on your shopping list this holiday season who is blind or has low vision, we have just what you're after at prices that cannot be beat. But that's not all. How do you take advantage? It's simple. Just click over to our website at http://www.braillesuperstore.com. Query source equals newsletter. Order online. While you're browsing, don't forget to shop our showcase of holiday highlights. Here you'll find all the items we've selected for everyone on your list this festive season. Braille greeting cards, tactile brain teasers, some wooden board games, durable plastic playing cards, handheld magnifiers, and pocket recorders, all stocking-sized and priced under $10. Well, folks, we'd like to thank you for your loyal patronage throughout the past year. We hope this holiday season brings you much joy and happiness and quality time spent with close family and friends. From all of us to all of you, have a very Merry Christmas. This email was sent because you subscribed on our website at www.braillebookstore.com or have ordered from us before. From humanware.ca, Humanware is proud to present 0% interest easy payment plan. Buy online and spread the cost up to 12 months interest-free installments. Always a proud innovator in assistive technology, Humanware is now innovating by changing the way you buy online. Upon any purchase on humanware.com, we offer everyone the opportunity to spread the cost of purchases over time at 0% interest. No hidden extras. What you see is what you pay. Simple, safe, and secure, this option brings you closer to owning technology that will enhance your life. 3 easy steps. 1. Visit our website, choose your product, and click the Buy Now button. 2. During the checkout process, select the available option, Monthly Payments, 0% Interest. 3. Choose the number of installments best suited to your situation, up to 12 months. Visit our website at www.humanware.com and start taking advantage of this option today. This offer is valid for all online purchases only. $300 minimum purchase required. Good morning. Please find below a social rehabilitation counselor vacancy in MCB's Northeast region. Please share the job opportunity with your networks. Thank you. The link to the Mass Careers requisition is at https://mass.ta.net/careers/job/detail.ftl query job equals 180007 capital S capital C ampersand T Z equals capital G capital M capital T dash 0 5% 3 capital A 0 0 ampersand T Z name equals. Thank you. Job description, no social rehabilitation counselor, 18007 SC. description. This social rehabilitation, SR, counselor position provides essential case management and counseling services to a diverse caseload of adults who are legally blind and predominantly over the age of 70. This position covers the Northeast region of Massachusetts. The SR counselor maintains consumer records and responds to the agency's electronic referral system in order to facilitate SR services. The position assesses consumers' needs and provides information and referral services. The SR counselor also evaluates consumer needs for rehabilitation, teaching, orientation and mobility, low vision, social and recreational programs, and technology, and makes referrals accordingly. The counselor actively participates in plan development and monitors implementation of senior services. The senior counselor conducts assessments and provides services within consumers' home environment. The counselor consults and coordinates with outside agencies, including elder service agencies, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, adult day health programs, and health providers. The counselor conducts community outreach to agencies and organizations on behalf of MCB consumers. Applicants should submit a cover letter and resume when applying for this requisition. About the agency. The Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, MCB, provides the highest quality rehabilitation and social services to individuals who are blind, leading to independence and full community participation. MCB accomplishes this critical mission by working in partnership with consumers who are legally blind, families, community agencies, healthcare providers, and employers. Pre-hire process. A criminal background check will be completed on the recommended candidate as required by the regulations set forth by the Executive Office of Health and Human Services prior to the candidate being hired. For more information, please visit http://www.mass.gov/hhs/cori. Education licensure and certifications will be verified in accordance with the Human Resources Division's hiring guidelines. Education and license certification information provided the selected candidates is subject to the Massachusetts Public Records Law and may be published on the Commonwealth's website. For questions regarding this requisition, please contact the DCS Central Office Human Resources at 1-800-393-9324. Qualifications. First consideration will be given to those applicants who apply within the first 14 days. Minimum entrance requirements. Required work experience. At least 2 years of full-time or equivalent part-time professional or paraprofessional experience in social work, social casework, vocational counseling, employment counseling, rehabilitation counseling, or educational counseling. Substitutions. A bachelor's or higher degree in rehabilitation, vocational rehabilitation counseling, education of the physically or emotionally handicapped, education of the multiple handicap, education of the learning disabled, social work, psychology, human services, or counseling may be substituted for the required experience on the basis of 2 years of education for 1 year of experience. A bachelor's or higher degree in a major that other than rehabilitation, vocational rehabilitation counseling, education of the physically or emotionally handicapped, education of the multiple handicapped, education of the learning disabled, social work, psychology, human services, or counseling may be substituted for a maximum of 1 year of the required experience on the basis of 4 years of education for 1 year of experience. Licensure is a licensed rehabilitation counselor by the Board of Registration of Allied Mental Health Professionals, or certification as a certified rehabilitation counselor by the Commission on Rehabilitation Counselor Certification, may be substituted for the required experience. 1 year of education equals 30 semester hours. Education toward a degree will be prorated on the basis of the proportion of the requirements actually completed. An equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Females, minorities, veterans, and persons with disabilities are strongly encouraged to apply. Official title, Rehabilitation Counselor, A/B. Primary location, United States, Massachusetts, 600 Washington Street. Job, Community, and Social Services. Agency, Commission for the Blind. Schedule, full-time, shift, day. Job posting, November 16, 2018, at 2:30 p.m. Number of openings, 1. Salary, $50,597.30 to $68,905.98 yearly. If you have diversity, affirmative action, or equal employment opportunity questions or need a reasonable accommodation, please contact Diversity Officer, ADA Coordinator, Camilia Dragosh, KamiliaDragosz, at 617-626-7510. Bargaining Unit 08-SEIU-Local-509-Social/Rehabilitation. Confidential? No. On Wednesday, November 21st, Speaking Out for the Blind featured guest speaker Dr. Daniel Palanker talking about the article in Physics Today regarding the retinal prosthesis. The retinal prosthesis restores the vision of eye patients. Physics Today, the American Institute of Physics leading magazine, just featured an article on the retinal prosthesis. One of the article's two publishers, Dr. Daniel Palanker, joins us to explain the retinal prosthesis research. To listen to Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings. Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 712-775-4808, and when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-for-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. For more info related to this week's show, go to https://speakingoutforthblind.weebly.com/list-of-episodes-and-show-news/4-more-information-episode-175-rebroadcast-physics-today-retinal-prosthesis. Here's the beginning of an article about the retinal implant from news.stanford.edu. Published April 18, 2018. Tiny light-sensitive chips developed by Stanford researchers could one day restore sight to the blind. Millions of people are slowly losing their vision to the diseases of the retina, such as age-related macular degeneration. Now, a device more than a decade in the making may help some of them see again. By Nathan Collins. Age-related macular degeneration, a disease that slowly degrades light-sensitive cells in the retina, is the leading cause of vision loss and blindness among people 65 and older, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Doctors can't prevent such loss of sight, but a system that replaces light-sensitive cells, designed by Daniel Palanker, a professor of ophthalmology, may ease the burden. The device, a combination of image processing goggles and tiny silicon chips in planted in the retina, has been more than a decade in the making. Although the device's resolution is not yet where its designers hope to get it, currently the technology can only reach 2200 vision, which is not enough to read clearly or drive safely. We have run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919.